following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 2, Episode 4 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports, radio, and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we have a lot of great info in here and a lot of good news. I think it's all good news, actually. New opportunities, new gigs, a bunch of new podcasts, some cool radio notes, and of course, plenty more. But as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go. Let's start with one of my favorite sports radio hosts. When he used to host on sports radio, it was John Rothstein. Now he's just a guest on radio, but definitely a great guest. And then, of course, he's all over CBS Sports and all their platforms. He's one of the best college basketball insiders in the country. But I used to listen to him back on his days on 1050 ESPN in New York, talking all sports. He also used to fill in for the Tim Brando show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm admittedly not a big college basketball fan, but I still enjoy John's commentary. And I started following him on Twitter years ago because he would post pictures of food that was just off the chain. My top three interests, as I've mentioned before, are radio, sports, and food. And John recently announced he's teamed up with Malka Sports to launch a new show on YouTube called Stuffed with Rothstein, featuring college basketball and great food. What a combo. Episode 1 launches February 12th, with weekly episodes to follow throughout the college basketball season. Speaking of shows that involve food, how about Rick Camp from Chicago's 670 The Score, who hosts the I'm Fat podcast, covering everyone's food guilty pleasures? But Campy made the incredibly uncomfortable mistake of walking into the wrong house for a Super Bowl party. And I know a couple of people who have walked in to the wrong party, but usually you walk right out. Campy made the situation worse by not making a quick about face, and he was then paraded around The Score's airwaves last week, retelling the hilarious story.
Going off of the proper address that I was given, I got to about like one turn away, and judging by the distance, I was like, okay, I don't need my GPS anymore, turn it off. I see somebody by the front door I don't recognize, but you know, it could be
it's a party.
Yeah, it's a party. And the guy looked at me like, who are you? I was like, oh, well, you know, Chris invited me. And they're like, oh, okay. So then I go in, I put my beer down, you know, introduce myself, the people introduce themselves to me. For me, there were a couple red flags.
What were the red flags?
Well, just that there was nobody that I knew. So I go in and I sit down, and these people are very nice. I'm sitting there for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, this just seems wrong. So I text Tanny. I'm like, am I at the right place?
All right, so that was from The Score's afternoon show, McNeil and Parkins, on Monday. And then credit the show for finding the host of the Super Bowl party that can't be crashed and getting him on air Thursday for an interview with Danny Parkins, who was flying solo that day. Big mistake by Campy, but turned into a lot of fun on the radio. It's the type of thing you could expect to hear on Stern. I could see JD ending up in a similar situation and then getting turned into a lot of Monday morning content for Howard. But funny stuff from 670. Also in Chicago, 670 The Score's crosstown rival, Good Karma's ESPN 1000, launched a new app last week separate from the standard ESPN app. So fans and listeners can now get targeted Chicago content, ESPN 1000's live stream, and all station podcasts on the newly launched app. The radio station also launched a channel on Twitch called ESPN 1000 Chicago, providing fans with more digital content and videos to consume every day. It's something that Boston's 98.5 The Sports Hub did while Mike Thomas was the PD there. And Thomas, of course, is now the Chicago market manager for Good Karma Brands and already showing their push to grow and offer content in new ways for the stations. A couple of new podcasts I want to share first with The Athletic, which just announced they're launching 50 new pods. One of those will feature Houston-based sports radio host and current SiriusXM and ESPN radio contributor Mike Meltzer, along with Jake Kaplan, who covers the Astros for The Athletic. The duo will launch a weekly Astros podcast for The Athletic in March. Michael McCarthy of Front Office Sports said a Yankees podcast is also in the works for The Athletic. Another new podcast set to launch is The Quarterback and the Colonel. This one is unrelated to The Athletic and hosted by Atlanta Sports ex-host Mark Zeno, who represents the Colonel portion of the new weekly podcast because in addition to being a sports radio host, he's also a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. The quarterback portion of the pod is Hudson Mason, who, like Zeno, is also part of Dickey Broadcasting, which owns Atlanta Sports X and 680 The Fan. Mason was the starting quarterback at the University of Georgia in 2014. Knoxville, Tennessee's 99.1 The Sports Animal announced two new weekly radio shows. Wednesday nights following their afternoon drive show Sports Talk from 7 to 8 p.m., the Starting Nine soccer show will air with hosts Will West and Chris Carroll, followed by In the Cage MMA Radio from 8 to 9 p.m. with Vince Ferrara and Tim Lloyd. So good luck to both programs. Also in soccer radio news, pro soccer player for the Charlotte Independents, Hugh Roberts, announced his podcast, Backyard Footy, has partnered with 730 The Game, Charlotte's ESPN radio affiliate, bringing his behind-the-scenes soccer podcast to their network. So good stuff there. A few weeks ago, WEEI announced they've shortened their rotation of Red Sox analysts and play-by-play voices for the radio broadcast this season. But last week, they also announced their afternoon show, OMF. Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier will call a spring training game for the Sox February 22nd when the show is in Florida for a few days. Merlone, already part of the Red Sox radio broadcast, and will fill his usual role as an analyst. Fourier, the former Patriots tight end, will also provide analysis and on-field reporting, and Ordway will be the play-by-play voice for the day. Also with baseball, Sports Illustrated and Maven launched another team-specific site last week. This one's for the LA Dodgers, and it has longtime California sports writer and longtime digital contributor Howard Cole at the helm. Cole's entering his third decade as an online sports writer, which not many people were writing about sports at the turn of the century, so it's cool that Cole was and still is. Cole is also joined by host of the Dodgers Lowdown podcast, Stephen Douglas, as a contributor to the new SI page. Other SI news, Max Meyer, a 2.5-year contributor to the platform who built SI Now's SI Gambling, he announced he's leaving for a new opportunity as an editorial content writer with William Hill. A good next step for Max, who will get further entrenched in the ever-growing sports gambling scene. He starts a new writing gig this week. Last Friday morning, I was ready to give Sean Morash from the DA Show some props for getting an 1100 on the SAT, which is a solid SAT score. It was not an amazing score for somebody in high school, but 10 or 15 years removed from taking tests, it was pretty impressive. But then I saw Andrew Bogus claimed Damon Amendola misgraded Morash's score. Then I realized he wasn't claiming the score was wrong. He was informing DA the score was wrong, because it was. Morash scored a 790. If he got a 580 in math and a 210 in reading comprehension, he got a 790. Adding essay points onto that is like saying LeBron James is averaging 50 points a game because his 11 assists leads to another 25 points. That's not how it works. 790 out of 1600, not great. How about some national work for Chris Carlin? The 98.7 ESPN New York evening host filled in for the Will Cain Show Friday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, where he could be heard terrestrially from coast to coast on ESPN Radio and also seen on ESPN News spitting out national takes with the best of them. And as I previously pointed out, no radio host keeps the mic closer to his face than Will Cain does, and no host keeps the mic farther from his face than Chris Carlin does. A tale of two opposites hosting the same show. Keith Irizarry announced he's now a host at SiriusXM, so congratulations to him. A little over a year ago, Irizarry lost his national afternoon drive show after NBC Sports Radio restructured their lineup. But you've seen and you've heard him on CBS Sports with Tobbs, MLB Network, DAZN, Fantasy Sports Network. Now he's going to be hosting on SiriusXM's various sports channels, beginning with their Fantasy Channel last week. A really cool blog post written by Craig Hoffman of 106.7 The Fan in D.C. He announced he's stepping away from his role as the Redskins reporter for the station and touts his desire to create and try new things. He discusses the respect he has for the Washington Spirit and Washington Mystics, women's soccer and women's basketball teams in D.C., and accepted a job as the Spirit's executive producer with the initiative of showcasing their talented athletes on social media platforms. But I recommend reading his entire blog post on HoffmanShow.com because his outlook on trying new things, it's motivating. Congratulations to Jason Romano, the former and longtime ESPN producer and senior manager. He was with the Worldwide Leader for 17 years, but in 2016 he left in hopes of finding a way to intersect his career and his Christian faith. And then in 2017, Romano launched the podcast, Mixing Sports and Faith. And last week he announced that podcast is coming to terrestrial radio starting March 2nd. You can hear the 30-minute long Sports Spectrum with Jason Romano weekdays at 9 a.m. and again at 3:30 p.m. on WFAX 100.7 in Washington, D.C. And our closer, as I think we're going over 10 minutes again this week, but Mike Pritchard, the former NFL wide receiver who retired in 1999 after a nine-year career, announced he's rejoining ESPN Las Vegas to cover the Raiders in their new home. Pritchard previously hosted Middays on the ESPN radio affiliate. He left in 2017 for 104.3 The Fan in Denver, but now less than 3 years later, Pritchard's headed back to Vegas, so good luck to him there. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com as we keep gearing up for the BSM Summit later this month. I have a story coming out with some input from Maggie Gray, Chris Carlin, Adam Schein, and Brandon Tierney. We'll have some other great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contes. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, barrettsportsmedia.com.